So we did apply for this year for more grants. We did not apply for Dumpster Day. We did not. And so we applied for $1,440. I don't know if we'll get it or not. The city is still working on what's going on with San Jose's program.
All right, thank you. And let's see, what do we have? Commission reports. Gary, if you want to say a few words. Sorry, caught you off guard.
Mainly the Neighborhood Commission. Neighborhood Commission is undergoing a proposal by the city to restructure it, put it into Sunset. I don't agree with that. Jim Carter, chair of the Neighborhood Commission, is here today. He's attended a lot of our D1 meetings. They want to sunset the Neighborhood Commission, transition it to a different function. We've gone through this several years ago before. Neighborhood Commission's the only one that's elected. All the other commissions are appointed. It's in my minutes here, my report. Please read this, and there's some information in there. On the Oversight Committee, Measure T bond measure. It's also a report out there just to summarize. $650 million bond issue. We've issued $440+ million. $209 million remaining in bonds to be issued. There's a summary here of the expenditures for the last 3 years. Please review it. So far, we're on track. The concern that we have is our spending is behind schedule. And we'll be making a presentation to the council this Tuesday, I believe, at the council meeting. Our planned spending was almost $482 million. Our actual spending is $232 million. We've spent 48% as an actual spending percentage. So we got some concerns there. And we'll be reporting on that. So that's also in my report. And I believe, Steve, we post these reports online as part of our minutes and all that. Okay, so anyway, the information's in there. I don't want to take up any more time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. I have a couple of things that I wanted to go through here quickly. And also, I've noticed our speaker, Senator Cortese, is not present yet, so hopefully he arrives. I did want to take a couple minutes and talk about Ken Pogorsek, who passed away in December. He was very involved in neighborhood activities. He was chairman of the UNSCC and other organizations. It looks like we just missed his memorial was on the 26th, so. Good, thank you. So just wanted to recognize Ken. Anything you guys want to say about the memorial service?
Yes, it was well attended. Mayor Licata was there. Cindy Chavez was there. Congressperson Logren was there. Well attended by the community, county. Commissioner Jim Carter was there from the Neighborhood Commission. Just a very, very well done event, and showed all the aspects of the things that he had contributed to all the communities and his impact on the community and different people. So it was well done. I was glad I went. Betty Kubanik was there as well.
All right. Thank you. Oh, yes.
Some people just stand out in their insight about city government and how to work with, particularly city departments when you're applying for a grant. He was just one of those examples. I'm sure any of you who were involved with that noticed. I just wanted to comment because it just stood out so clearly, how helpful he
it remember state your name.
Oh, Gary Smith.
All right, thank you. So really quickly, I did want to go over the priorities for D1 Leadership Group. And this is just a reminder, we've got six things that we're focused on: crime, having good statistics for what's happening in crime, and also working with the San Jose Police Department on crime reduction plans. For housing, it covers the whole gamut from homelessness to affordable housing to higher density housing. Development, making sure we as a neighborhood have visibility into what's going on, we have a voice in what's going on, and we can share in the vision for what's happening in terms of development. Of course, we've got El Paseo happening, Costco, and the parks we also include in development. From a community standpoint, working to rebuild the neighborhood association. Many of us are leaders of neighborhood associations, and part of our effort is to make sure those organizations are growing and they're strong. Two-way communication between the neighbors and the city, and making sure we've got the right leadership within District 1 represented in this meeting. Utilities, I won't go into details there. There's lots of things going on with water and electricity. And then emergency preparation, making sure we're ready if an emergency were to happen. We're looking for volunteers, so talk to the board members if you're interested in participating in any of these areas.